Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, get it out of your system right now.
You open the song?
No.
All right, I loved it. Titanic at Union Station is incredible.
The pictures were great that you took. Lovely.
The party last night was so much fun. They had the violin quintet playing all night.
Did they know they go down?
I didn't ask them, but I'm pretty sure they do, because one of the entire parts of the exhibit pays tribute to the lead violinist. And this is crazy, Scott. One of the artifacts they have at Union Station is the violin and the sheet music they found attached inside of like a music box to the body of one of the violinists.
I believe it's Violin Eye.
All of these tributes were pouring in at the time to all of those gentlemen that kept playing violin. Like, they kept playing the entire time. If you want to look it up, his name was Wallace Hartley. His body was recovered from the sea by McKay Bennett almost 2 weeks after the Titanic sank. He was found with his violin and his music box strapped to his chest, a testament to his dedication to play until the very end. And somehow that sheet music survived, and so did the violin. There's more than 200 artifacts.
No one in the band, there were 8 members of the band, no one survived. No,
they did not. They stayed and played until the very end. There are more than 200 artifacts, and if you're thinking, well, I've seen Titanic before. Yes, but the artifacts this time around are different. I went to all 3 Titanic exhibitions. The artifacts are different. Dan mentioned this yesterday. The graphics of where the lifeboats launched, in what order they launched, and how many people and from where they came, countries of origin, is on this huge graph. And Dan, we spent a lot of time in front of that.
Yeah, there's a lot to read, a lot to see, a lot of interesting
percentage-wise, the crew, there were more crew members than anyone percentage-wise that died, okay? By far.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like 700 of 900 crew members died. Interestingly enough, more third-class passengers survived than second-class.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. I'm telling you, if you go, you will find something new. There is a graphic, Scott. They've got it designed like the lookout bridge where those two men are with their binoculars. They're mm-hmm. doing the lookout. They have an entire movie wall design in that. So you go stand up on the bridge. You go stand up there. There's a big bow, or is that the stern or the bow? Sorry, Dan.
That would be the bow. The
big
front.
Bow. You stand at the front of the bow. There's this huge movie screen, and then it shows seconds to impact.
20 seconds.
And it starts at 70. And it shows you, it's not this gigantic, white,
seconds.
Gleaming, gigantic ball that you just see. It's dark. It was a moonless night. And so you don't really see what they saw until it's too late. And the way they did the graphic, Dan's right. It goes 20 seconds, 15 to impact, 10 to impact, and it is, whoa. I didn't realize how big the iceberg was.
It actually was smaller than
10 stories tall.
One would imagine, but yeah, it was a big chunk of ice.
How did they not see it?
Because it was a moonless night. It was a clear night, but no big bright moon. And they actually did not have the binoculars that I think in the movie they show them having. They didn't have them because they were locked away in a cabinet, because the guy before forgot and locked and took the key and locked them away. So they're just freezing up there, these two guys, relying on their eyesight. And the other thing that it shows, Scott,
clearly not.
In the Marconi room where the SOS, it shows you in real time the SOS messages going out, right? And a couple of the ships are going, ah, what are you talking about? What's going on over there, Titanic? And you hear the guy going, this is real. This is an emergency. We're going to sink. And they
were
like,
taking on water.
One of the replies was, what? I mean, it's you know, one of the ships, the California, I didn't know this, was really close by, Scott. They had shut off their radios for the night. So
why would they shut off the radios for the night?
So all of these SOSs are going out because they can kind of see California off somewhere in the distance, and they get no reply.
It was relatively new technology at the time, and so their systems were probably handled differently than we would in the modern era with radio and all of that.
Yeah.
On a moonless night when you're out in the middle of the ocean.
It's black.
It's ink black out there.
The other thing I did not know, Scott, is the amount of communication warning them about all the ice. You see all of the communication from that night. So when the other ships are saying, just like you do in air travel, hey, I got you over there. I see you on my, you know, left side. Everyone is saying to Titanic, be careful. We are surrounded by icebergs. When you get to this latitude and longitude, we're surrounded by ice. And they
think, why would they even go so far north?
Because they didn't hear or heed that messaging. They think that the people that were in charge of really paying attention to that were swamped with passenger requests to send a telegraph to my husband back in Wales. Because they did not heed the warning. And we know that the captain said, full steam ahead. I'm going to bed, full steam ahead. So I did learn a bunch of new stuff. Run, do not walk.
It's that good.
I had never put goggles on that are virtual.
You did the augmented reality. Huh? Wasn't that cool?
Scott, you put these things on.
Okay.
Okay, I Johnny even took a picture of me because I look so ridiculous.
It's a headset.
It's a, like, remember the viewfinders when we were little? You'd put the viewfinder on and you'd look at, like, cartoons.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic headset that you put on. You look like you're in a movie, Tron. And you go into this room and they say, okay, now you're going to start. If you see red, that is an actual physical barrier in this world. Don't run into it. If you see a head, that is another human being in there for real. Don't bump into them. So you come up in my VR, Scott, just like this head. And if I reach out and I see the head, I can touch you. But in that VR room, it takes you through the Titanic. Okay. Then you turn a little corner and you're kind of walking like Frankenstein. So I'm like, am I going to hit anything? You turn this corner and it says, now move forward. You go into a submersible and it says, and now you're going down 100 feet, 200 feet.
By submersible, you mean a lifeboat?
Like a Titanic, like a Titan submersible. Like a virtual submersible.
Oh.
You go under the water.
Yeah, you're an explorer going down to see the wreckage.
It swoops you through the wreckage.
That's incredible.
Do not go drunk.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
It is. Was there a time, Dan, that you were like, I got to get my bearings? Now, if you're a gamer and you use these headsets all the time, when you stick your hand out, you see these two black Michael Jackson-looking gloved hands.
Huh.
It took me a while, but I think that is one of the neatest things.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you look up, Scott, and it's bubbles. Like, you know, like you're underwater. But for real, like you really are like, ah! I was
so
like,
when they say immersive, they really mean
you're going down. You're immersed. Just see the ship.
Wow.
It's a like pretty cool exhibit.
Dan, $28, and I think it's an extra $10 to get the virtual reality.
I believe that's
it is. It is $28.
You have to get the virtual reality. You have to do that. And then I think we were in there. You could easily be in there an hour.
So remember, tomorrow, it opens tomorrow. Tomorrow and Sunday are sold out. But then after that, you can probably get tickets. And it's here till April.
Oh, it's here till April.
Right. What I really liked about the exhibit, one of the things I really liked, was the story of the iceberg and where it came from and the flow of the ice that season.
Ice came from Greenland, by the way.
And I do believe that the iceberg cleaved the same year that the Titanic was being built. So they were both born at the same time, basically.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And destined for disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, it is Festivus Friday. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Journey is calling it quits.
Oh, I did not know Journey was still together.
They are still together.
Does that okay. mean they made it to their destination?
Get out.
They're
out.
At the end of their journey?
Get out. The hell out of here.
Okay.
Right now. The rock band Journey will be making its final voyage across the United States for its farewell Final Frontier tour in 2026. Quoting here from the band on their official website, the wait is over. Journey is hitting the road on our Final Frontier tour. Founder Neil Sean also announcing the farewell tour with a post to his Instagram story with Separate Ways, which you just heard, playing in the background. Let me see if they're coming... Sam, will you look up and see if they've announced the dates yet? I do not believe that Steve Perry is joining them on this tour.
Well, he hasn't been part of the band proper
since 1996.
Years and years.
Yeah, they've got the full list out. What are you looking for?
Is Kansas City on the list?
The closest I'm seeing is Wichita, April 4th. There's also Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, April 3rd. And after Wichita, they go up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay. Also announcing...
Oh, sorry. Thank you to Jason. March 26th, they'll be in Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas, March 26th?
Yeah.
Does it say where they're playing?
It does not. Okay. Let me see.
Let me know.
I would go.
I have seen them with their young Filipino... lead singer who bounces around the stage like a flea, even on the slow songs. He sounds just like
Steve
Perry.
That's what you
Perry.
Said.
Journey 2026 T-Mobile Center.
Oh, T-Mobile Center. No way. Yep. I would go see that.
It's still good. It's still good. Also announcing his farewell tour for next year, Rod Stewart.
How old is Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart is easily in his late 70s, early 80s. Easily?
When he is there performing, will he say, tonight's the night? And by that, I mean the last time you'll see me.
So this song is called, this is his most recent hit. It came out a couple of years ago called One Last Time. Okay. The tour is called One Last Time. And I think this is one of his best songs ever.
His voice sounds the same.
Yeah.
It's really good.
He will be playing on August 15th, 2026. In Kansas City at Morton Amphitheater. We'll get into that in just a moment. Morton Amphitheater.
What? Is that Sandstone?
No, it's not. Morton Amphitheater in Riverside. We'll get to that in just a moment. Guess who his opening act is, Dana?
I have no idea.
Richard Marx.
Oh, stop it.
I can't.
Oh, we will have to hit that show. But I will go to see Richard Marx. I hate to say it. I'm not the world's biggest Rod Stewart fan.
Oh!
I mean, it would be, okay, I saw him do If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy. Like, well, you'd sing along to that. But I would go for Richard Marx.
Hey, don't artist shame.
Yeah, I you know, he's fine. I was never a huge fan. I love Forever Young. You know that.
It's a great song.
What's the one that goes, oh, no, not again? Infatuation.
Infatuation.
That's kind of like not one of his huge hits.
But here's my favorite Rod Stewart song, and he never plays it in concert, is My Heart Can't Tell You No.
Oh, I love that song. I don't want you to come round here no more.
Begging for mercy.
That is okay. Maybe I do like Rod
That's
Stewart.
A great song. And he never, ever plays
What's
it in concert.
What's the one where in the video he's spying on the woman through the, and he's taking photos? Is that the infatuation one?
I believe that's infatuation.
Maybe I do like Rod Stewart. We're going to have to go. There were a couple of songs
off that 88 album that he did. So August 15th, let me look here. Yeah, he's bringing Richard Marx with him for that show. His other opening act, but not coming to Kansas City, is Howard Jones.
Okay. Speaking of live music, this is Thunder Gong Weekend tomorrow night at the Uptown. It just did. Ted Lasso, a.k.a. Jason Sudeikis, is in town for it, as always. And we are super excited. We'll be there tomorrow night. It is nearly sold out, according to the Kansas City Star a few moments ago, which I really honestly thought it was a sellout. It is nearly sold out. And I am here to tell you,
I read it was sold out.
So much fun every year. It is still at the Uptown. If you want to get up close and personal with all the characters from Ted Lasso, do it now. Because I'm always afraid year to year they're going to change it and go to the T-Mobile Center. Mm-hmm. It's such an intimate, fun experience, and they've kept it that way, and I love that Billy's kept it that
way. Now, I read on one of the local TV stations it was sold out.
Okay, it might be.
By the way, that album, Out of Order, in 1988 had My Heart Can't Tell You No,
okay.
Forever Young, Lost in You. Remember that song?
Yeah. I'm lost in you.
That's right. That's right. That was a great record. So anyway, August 15th, you may have heard me say the Morton Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we are getting a new amphitheater here in town.
Okay, you're going to be proud of me. Sam, for the first time, someone told me something, embargoed it.
What?
And I didn't accidentally spill the tea about the amphitheater.
Did somebody check the pigs? Are they flying?
Well,
so you knew about this?
I did. I got an email, and it was from one of these, you know, we get spam. We get so much spam. Oh, my gosh. And it was, this is embargo, Dana, but I'd like to tell you about it, but I can't. And if you tell someone, I'd have to kill you kind of thing. And I said, okay, I'll bite, thinking it was going to be something like, did you know Kansas City has the fourth worst drivers in the country? Like, we just get that crap all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, okay, we have a new name for the new amphitheater. It is Morton.
Named after Morton Salt.
After Morton Salt. Mm-hmm. And
headquartered right here in Kansas City.
It is right next to the current stadium. And I know this because we were driving by it the other day.
It's going to be in Riverside off of Horizons Parkway and 635.
Yes, we were driving by it the other day, and I looked over and I go, what is that? And so, Johnny goes, that's the new amphitheater.
So this is going to rival Sandstone.
It will.
It is going to seat 16,000 people.
Similarly sized, brand new facilities, new bathrooms, new concessions. It will certainly rival Sandstone. It's not on the same side of the river as CPKC Stadium, correct? I thought it was on the north side of the river.
It's in Riverside.
I don't know.
So that would be the north side.
I don't understand directions. All I know is we drove by it and it was huge and it was somewhere around the stadium because I go, well, that's going to be a big draw.
As for directions, it would be that side of the river.
Right. Let me tell you this.
The other side. Yeah.
The footprint is enormous.
So they're already building it.
Oh, yeah. It's already like walls are up.
How did this one fly under the radar?
Oh, no. We knew that there was a little amphitheater going in there, but I thought it was going to be little. Then you drive by it. It's huge.
I may have gone
and
to the restroom.
It's nowhere near the CPKC Stadium.
Am I making that up?
Yes. It's over off of 635.
Why were
and
we
Horizons
over
Parkway.
In Riverside?
Right, but Dan, I'm telling
so
you,
it's miles away.
We drove by it last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, would we
People
have driven
wait, by wait. It all the time
on the way back from Weston? We're on the way back from Weston.
Yeah.
That's where we drove by it. I am so sorry. I thought it was by the stadium, but I looked out and I go, "What is that mothership?
Yeah.
It is enormous." And apparently that is the new amphitheater. I think it's going to be great.
How many thousand people will it hold, Sam?
16,000.
Yeah.
So do you think that will it rival Sandstone?
Well,
will it put a dent in Sandstone?
Let's be honest. How do you put a dent in Sandstone? I mean, no disrespect, because I have seen, some of my greatest memories growing up were at Sandstone. Whitesnake, Kiss. I got bit twice at Sandstone at a Kiss concert. Bryan Adams. I mean, John Cougar Mellencamp. But let's be honest, Sandstone doesn't really have a lot of shows every year anymore. For whatever reason, I don't know.
Well, it's old. I love Sandstone too, but it's got a lot of features that need a lot of upgrades. And these are all going to be shiny and brand new. And quite frankly, a lot of people who want to go see a show at Sandstone won't, because they don't want to drive all the way to the Legends. So now if they have the opportunity to go to a show, and instead of a 30, you know, if you live in Lee Summit, instead of a 30 to 45 minute drive, oh, it's only a 20 minute drive to go downtown.
But Sam, for people like me who live in Shawnee, Sandstone's a 10 minute drive.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
but 635 and Horizons Parkway is only a 15 minute drive.
But here's the problem with Sandstone. They seem to host the same acts every single year. Kansas, the band Kansas.
Okay.
Styx, 38 Special.
Kelsey Jam was out there.
I mean, it's like the same shows every single year. And for whatever reason, I don't understand why Sandstone doesn't command some of the biggest acts in the country. I think it's a fantastic arena or venue.
From the text line.
What, 18,000?
Yeah, 18,000, yeah.
From the text line, Sam should not be allowed to say Sandstone. Okay, well, it's had 9 names in my life, so which one am I allowed to
we
say?
We just
I
don't call even it know, what Sandstone.
Is it, what is it no, currently?
No, we're not going to go through the 30 names.
Azura Amphitheater.
It's is what it's cricket, currently
it's
known.
Horizon. Yeah, it's been
Providence Medical
Providence
Center.
Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. Yeah.
Does Sandstone have a roof?
No.
Okay, well, this one's going to have covered seating.
Like rolling a rolling roof sort of, Dan, or like a sort of indoor-outdoor roof?
Just a roof.
So that's going to be like the casino.
But it's not it's not enclosed.
No.
It'll be like GA Pit, and then think like Starlight, how they have the awning over the front rich people section.
No, they don't.
They are extending it. They are in the middle of a capital campaign.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I thought they already built it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an amphitheater in St. Louis. I went and saw Kiss and Motley Crue there years and years ago. And it's right off from a casino. And it reminded me of Sandstone. But the first, I don't know, third or half of the seats were covered.
Mm-hmm.
So you were protected from the sun or from the rain or whatever.
Morton's will hold, 16,000 and planned covered seating? 12,000.
Wow.
So the vast majority of attendees.
So the Poe folks out back, the 4,000 who can't afford it.
Out on the lawn.
They might get wet.
Mm-hmm.
The peasants.
913-586-7798. Sam will be with you in just a moment. 913. I'm excited.
I am too.
Morton's Amphitheater opening up in 2026 in Riverside. I had no idea.
Yeah.
913-586.
Does that make you salty?
You out. 586-7798. I have no idea what rock I was sleeping under, but Morton Amphitheater is going to open following the new year in Riverside. They're going to host 30 shows a year, bring in 500,000 people, they believe. It's named after Morton Salt, which is based in Overland Park now. They have the naming rights on it. 16,000 seats, so think Sandstone, but in Riverside.
Yeah.
913, I had no idea.
By the way, I didn't just pull my women's soccer reference out of complete thin air. I remember when we drove by commenting about soccer.
Well, you did kind of pull it out of thin air.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah,
their practice facility is right there. Because when I saw it, I wondered if it was related to soccer. And I said, no, that's the new amphitheater.
Let's go to Pat in Parkville. Pat, hello.
Yes, it's across the road from the current practice facility. It has a roof on it, so that'll separate it from Starlight and Sandstone. And it's an agreement between Riverside and Live Nation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. How did this go under the radar? I honest to God, I had no idea. I don't know where I missed the boat.
Maybe we're gone. I don't know.
I'm not gone that often.
I know.
Let's go to Jim in Overland Park. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
I've been driving by, I've been seeing it go up, and it's like Riverport there in St. Louis, Deer Creek in Indianapolis, and it has a roof over part of it. But what I don't like about what's happening there is that Live Nation is basically Ticketmaster. I'm a season ticket holder with the Chiefs, and if there is one game out of the year that I can't go and I can't give the tickets away, it costs me another like 25%, you know, off the price tickets to sell them. And I'm with Kid Rock, you know, they've been basically ripping off the musicians and the public for a long time. And how did Parkville get in bed with these guys? I'll never know.
Quick correction. It's not Parkville. It's Riverside.
Oh, Riverside. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so that's, well, I was listening, but I never heard you guys, so maybe I missed it, that it was Live Nation and or Ticketmaster that were the owners of it.
So,
I didn't.
Yeah, Live Nation is going to be the owner of the amphitheater.
Yeah, and they're basically Ticketmaster.
Yeah, same company, same mother company. Yeah, and Jim, I hear your concern, but quite frankly, if you're going to avoid concerts because Live Nation owns the concert or owns the venue,
you might as well avoid every concert.
Yeah, avoid. You're not going to be going to many concerts.
No, I know that, but you know, it's just, you know, one of those things. And with them actually having that facility, yeah, Sandstone, they won't get any of the good musicians in there because they're all going to be going to the new facility.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jim, if Live Nation, which I think commands about 85% of the artists' concerts, if they own Morton Amphitheater in Riverside, which this story seems to indicate that they do, Sandstone might as well just put up the gates. They're done.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, you're right.
Which is sad because, I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people in this town who can chalk up childhood memories to Sandstone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hear
what you're saying. Wanting to go to Sandstone.
I hear what you're saying about Live Nation and Sandstone, but that's not entirely fair. There's a number of other fantastic promoting companies out there. I mean, we have one based in Lawrence called Mammoth. They are still going to be booking big names at Sandstone.
But big enough names that they can sell out a 16,000 seat amphitheater?
Don't you remember
they do it every year.
When Noah Kahan came, I couldn't get tickets unless I wanted to spend $1,000.
Who was the promoter?
I don't remember. I just wanted to hear him. I just wanted him to sing Stick Season, but not for $1,000.
But where did he play?
Sandstone.
He played Sandstone.
Yes.
Huh.
Sold out.
And they had that 90s mixtape thing at Sandstone a couple of years ago where I got to see Snoop Dogg rap 10 feet in front of me.
That mixtape show is good.
But I was about to pass out, and it wasn't because of the weed smoke.
Okay, sure it was. JT in Shawnee. JT, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. What a wonderful Friday.
Yeah, it's beautiful today.
Dana, I took a tour of the facility a couple weeks ago as part of a contracting group.
Oh, cool.
And one of the things that really stuck with me, and I can let you know this, is you won't have to pee your pants at a show again because there's 159 women bathrooms stalls.
Well, they must listen to this program, and that I appreciate that, JT.
Also, Scott, that amphitheater in St. Louis that you referenced used to be called Riverfront.
Okay.
And that was the site of the 91 Guns N' Roses riot.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Huh. And what hotel or casino is it associated with?
I think it's Harrah's that's there now. I don't know what was there before that.
Huh. It's a nice little, it's not little, I mean, it seats like 15,000 people, but it's a nice outdoor amphitheater.
And at the time of that riot, it looked just like Sandstone because it didn't have a roof then.
Well, I'll be darned. Hey, JT, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Karen in Lee Summit. Karen, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, friends. How are you?
We're doing well.
Long Island,
thank you.
Karen.
Oh, hi, hey, Long Island Karen.
Hi.
Well, hi. How are you? Happy Friday.
Same.
Before I was, you know, the other Long Island Karen and all the titles I carry now, I was always the chick with the band. So I've been doing the rock and roll thing for a long time in a lot of places.
Were you a groupie?
I've only gotten on one bus one time. It was with Matchbox 20. But
all it takes is one, Karen.
Whoa. Whose bus was it?
Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20. And
nice.
Oh,
did you know today is the 20-year anniversary of Ever the Same, Karen? Because I follow Rob Thomas on social.
Let me just say, he always smells good. We've done a few things. Yes, I did actually know that. So, yes.
You've done a few things.
We've done a few things. Not necessarily those things, but my family, you know. But
he always smells good, and I know that because we've done a few things.
Don't tell me you didn't do a few things and then tell me that he smells real good. I mean, I'm not believing what you're selling.
All right. Well, I could rattle them off really fast. I don't want to take up a lot of time because I wanted to talk about your sandstone. But we did a tour, like a VIP tour with the band in 2003, my sister and I. And then in the same year, my kids got to do sound check at Madison Square Garden, where he called my sister because he remembered us from the VIP tour on her cell phone from Madison Square Garden. And then once Ashley was at a job interview for The Lion King, and literally, he pulled up in an SUV and got out to get tickets for him and Mari to see Lion King.
Oh, wow.
And we were chatting when my daughter came out of her job interview standing in a theater alley in New York City. So those are the three things that we have done over the years. Kind of extraordinary and still big fans, obviously.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you. And he's very, very kind and does a lot for animals and all the things that they do.
I like him even more then.
Good to hear your voice, Karen.
Yeah, no, He's the real guy. He's the real deal.
All right, what were you going to say? What were you going to say about the amphitheater?
Okay, so when, you know, my husband is from Overland Park, so he calls it sandstone, you know, has all the stories that you guys have. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved here a decade ago, one of the first shows I went to, trying to remember who it was, I want to say maybe Hailstorm, but there was naked guys with no shirts, drunk fighting. That was what I called it. The place where there was naked
guys with no shirts, drunk fighting.
Fighting, you know.
Got it.
And, you know, and then one section that was supposed to be VIP was like folding chairs and there was fights there. And I was like, okay. So this past season, now you fast forward all these years later, Hailstorm and Lindsey Stirling were coming back on tour. And my choices were to see them at Sandstone or whatever we call it now, or to go to that place that you were talking about in St. Louis. And that is called the Hollywood Amphitheater. It's with the Hollywood Casino.
That's what I thought.
And we chose to go there and sleep over, make a road trip out of it, rock and roll road trip, instead of going back to Sandstone. So I do recommend the St. Louis venue, and I hope that this new venue is as sweet as that place, because the sound was great.
Yeah,
and
yeah, the Hollywood Amphitheater in St. Louis is pretty sweet.
So Reddit is already calling the new auditorium. Do you want to guess?
What?
Saltstone.
Oh, gosh, that's glorious.
That's hilarious.
That's so good.
It's pretty good.
Come on down to Saltstone.
913-586-7798. George and the others, hang tight. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
American Royal kicks off tonight. It's been a busy week here in town, and the mayor's Christmas tree just arrived.
I don't know, in my 40 years in this town, that I've ever gone to look at the mayor's Christmas tree.
Aww. It's beautiful.
You've certainly done it accidentally.
Sure.
If you've been to Crown Center between, you know, November and
or even
January.
Can't say that I ever have.
Around the corner from Union Station. I mean, go see the Titanic exhibit and then you will see the mayor's Christmas tree.
Okay. All right. Only because he's been patient, let's grab one more call and then we'll move on to some other stuff. George on line one. Hello.
Oh, good afternoon. Longtime listener. Don't call very much, but I have an interest in the amphitheater they're building in Riverside. It's right in my neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
And but it's kind of a little different take than most people. I've been in contact with the Live Nation people and haven't heard back. But I have been in contact with Mayor Ross of Riverside and looking to get some input into allowing or providing a space for the consumption of cannabis at these events.
Oh, because you're downwind, aren't you, George?
I'm what?
You're downwind, aren't you?
No, no, I'm a cannabis activist, and I have been for 50 years in the state of Missouri, and have worked extremely hard to get this plant legal. And I'm working with my city councilman on a cannabis hospitality ordinance for the city of Kansas City, Missouri, to legally provide space for people to consume cannabis. They can do it at private events, private homes.
Well, George, if your question is, will people be allowed to smoke marijuana at the concerts? I've been to a lot of concerts in my 54 years.
Not sure you're going to stop it.
I'm not really sure that any law in the past ever stopped it.
No, I understand. I understand that. But as a elder citizen of our community, you can still be harassed by the law enforcement for smelling like cannabis. So I believe, and I've been working at this a long time, Scott, and I believe that because cannabis is legal now across in 40 states and medically in 25, plus the District of Columbia, it's time to bring cannabis out in the open and allow people. I know people smoke at concerts. I've smoked at concerts. But you can be harassed. You can be arrested. And other things. So anyway, I just wanted to put my two cents in. I don't call in much. There's lots of times I'd love to call in on your comments, Mr. Scott, but I never get in. So,
George, thank you for the call, and you have a good Friday.
So I will say,
that's a compliment or an insult.
I'm not sure.
Yes,
I will say for George's question, there are already venues in the Kansas City area that are marijuana friendly. Some of them have dispensaries built into the store. I went to the bar at one venue, and they were literally selling joints on the counter.
Okay.
As for this facility, I have no idea.
Speaking of high.
Okay.
Have you seen how tall Florida's new center is that took the court
He's
for the
not
first
new.
Time? Scott, he is the first and tallest college basketball player ever to check into a game. It happened last night. He might have been on the team before, but he's never checked into a game until last night. Everyone went nuts.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe he's from Canada.
7'9". The problem is the photos that are making the rounds today on social, it just shows him like next to another tall basketball player.
What's his name?
Let's see if he even scored. Olivier Roux, R-I-O-U-X.
He's from Montreal, I think. Olivier
Roux, R-I-O-U-X. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely from Canada. Or France, he's almost 8 feet tall. When you look at him on the sidelines, he's waiting for a free throw shooter to shoot. Next to the other two players, he's like 3 feet taller than he is the tallest human being I've ever seen.
He played a whopping 2 minutes last night for Florida.
Well, you got to start somewhere, Scott.
You would think
he's like a giraffe on ice skates right now, but he'll get it.
You would think if you were 7 feet nine, you would get a lot more playing time.
He will.
But he must suck.
Sweet Olivia, he cannot fit through the door jam of any door anywhere.
Can you imagine him on a flight?
He would not be able to fly commercial.
He's 19 years old.
Oh, he's darling. Man, he is tall.
And he played 2 minutes last night. He played the final 2 minutes.
He's going to be great.
Of a 104-64 whip
blowout.
Yeah,
they were already up by 50 points.
Well, he's growing into that body, Scott. You got to give him time.
Quick break for the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.